I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it's big. We got employees walking by going, we got this tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We got this tonight.
I'm going to go cook for all of you. That's what she
Let
said.
Her cook. Yeah. That's what I've been saying all off season here.
You know what she goes by, right?
Kaminga? Oh, okay. Darn it. I know people want to let Kaminga cook.
Right? No,
I thought
no,
that's
no.
What, I
no,
thought
yeah,
that's where we
fault.
Were going.
That's my fault.
Anyway.
She's the chef.
Yeah, look, I mean, I hate to have what feels like the stupidest, most simplistic take that you could have about this game. But here we are. This is a big game.
Yeah.
This is as big as they come.
Win the big game.
This is the one. This is really the one. This is the one that, to me, if you really think about the Warrior fan experience and what a lot of us have been talking about for the last, I mean, I say 6 months, but you could make the argument that it's 2 years. People have been saying, is there something that we can do to provide Steph a teammate or two that would do what? Allow you to advance yep. in the playoffs. So here we are. This is it. You can tell me that the Jimmy Butler trade was great. I'll agree with you. Next year is next year, but who the hell wants to think about that? And I know that the series is not over if they don't win tonight. But they're set up in a really bad spot, both in this series and anything that would happen beyond, if they don't win tonight. If the point was to get Steph Curry to be able to, quote-unquote, make noise in the playoffs, this is it. This is it. You win this game tonight.
Well, and you set yourself up for this. When you're the underdog by seed, I know that Vegas had them as the favorite, but when you are the 7 and you're going up against the 2, what you do is you get a split, you hold serve, and then whatever you do in game 5, it doesn't matter because you come home in game 6 and you win the damn game. And I want to refer to my clipboard notes, which I, you know me.
I love that you have
deep
clipboard
dive
notes.
Well, and
nothing. Tell me you've been doing this for 30 years without telling me that you've been doing this for 30 years.
Well, it's about 27, but what I'd like,
close
what
enough.
My comfort zone is to write things down and then keep it, and that way I can refer to it. And
yep.
I've done this before where,
yes, you have.
You know, the 7 or 8 seeds since the expansion back in 2003 when they expanded to best of 7, only 6 teams have won as a 7 or 8. All 6 of those teams earned a split on the road against the higher seeded team. So if you want the blueprint, the template, the route or the route, depending on how you roll, and you and I have some.
I'm a route guy.
Yeah, I'm yeah. also a route guy, yeah. but I'll go route.
I'll go route only if it's Route 66, because there's like content that's been based on that.
I try not to say route anymore because I did 5 years of New Zealand radio, and route in New Zealand.
What does that mean?
It involves.
Is it a cuss word?
Oh, it involves tissue and the internet.
Oh, it's inappropriate. Yeah.
No, I did that in the best possible way.
I mean,
I didn't say lotion.
But you didn't have to bring it up.
No, but that's why I don't say root anymore.
Anyway, I
do it and I cheer for it. I no longer
take me
root,
out to the ball game. Root okay. for the home team.
That's disgusting.
Three of them. Huh? Yeah. Anyways.
Sometimes what is going on here?
Oh, Grandy, don't be such an 80-year-old.
Be a good time for this.
I'll say.
All right. Yeah.
All six Cheers. Teams.
For the love of God.
Stop. Would have been better.
So what?
That also works. All six Ruth. Of the seven Ruth, and eight Ruth. Seeds.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They got a split on the road.
Yeah.
The Warriors have done that. So this is the template for success. You go out there, you do what they did, you come home and you win, damn it.
Your percentages that you've been talking about for the last week and a half all get blown up.
Numbers are numbers.
And they get blown up if you don't win tonight.
They do.
They get blown up. Whoever wins game one is 76%. They win game one. In a 1-1 tie, whoever wins game three is 78%. They won game three.
Yeah.
Right? They have...
Teams up 3-1.
Teams up 3-1, 95.5%.
Yeah.
They were up 3-1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you lose tonight, you're an underdog.
Oh, boy. Shout out to Live Reed.
You're a dog if you lose tonight. So... There you have it. Let's again 888-957-9570. Warriors Live is less than 2 hours away. We are up here on the concourse at the Ultra Club inside Chase Center, getting ready for the game. If you got tickets, get here early. Come say hi. Get your butt in your seat and get ready to get loud. Okay, Sebastian in the Bay, you're next up. Hi, Sebastian. Thanks for the call.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
You don't have to agree with me. This might be a little bit of a hot take, but I still believe that Jimmy Butler has another gear he can reach. Now, I'm not sure that he will reach it because of the injuries and, you know, he's approaching 35, but this is a guy who, in my opinion, gave me one of the best shot-making performances that I've seen in the playoffs in the last decade. I mean, he went into Milwaukee, destroyed Giannis, dropped 56 points after having a similar tailbone injury, although not the same. But, I mean, this guy is a dog, and we haven't really seen – I mean, we've seen Butler, you know, drop 30 points, 35 points. But have we seen that level of shot-making and that level of explosiveness yet? I don't think so. Will we? I'm not sure, but it's possible.
I don't think it's a crazy take at all,
Sebastian.
Not a hot
take at all,
Sebastian. No, but here's what I do think about it. First of all, any Jimmy Butler fan out there who's watched him prior to this, you're watching a Jimmy Butler that had a different role on that team than he does on this team.
That's fair.
Right? So if he's going to call himself Robin, then we're not necessarily normally going to ask him to go out there and take over a basketball game. He's Robin. He might need to. I think he does it better than anyone in terms of reading when is it time for him to go, when is it time for him to pull back, when is it time for him to highlight Steph, and when is it time for him to not. So I definitely think that. The other side to this is we did see a pretty special Jimmy Butler in the play-in game and early in these playoffs.
Yeah, game one.
Right. But and then what happened in game two? You know, he got hurt.
Yep.
He got
Eight
hurt.
8 minutes in.
And so what have we seen since then? He missed most of a game. He missed an entire game. And then he played two games where he looked like he could barely run. And in one of those, he scored 27 points and was the team's leading scorer.
Yeah.
So I agree. I agree that there's another gear. And maybe we'll see it tonight. I don't know what the health status is. Steve talks about it now to us yesterday in a way that he didn't before. He kind of blew it off yesterday, like, no big deal, Jimmy's fine. He didn't sound that way before, so maybe we will get that. Here is Steve Kerr yesterday on the health of Jimmy.
He's good. Yeah, he's ready to go. He was in our walkthrough today and film session and moving around well, and I think he's feeling a lot better. Jimmy will be ready to go tomorrow.
That's it. Like, that's not what it sounded. He was on the injury report in the previous two games.
Right.
And now it's just like, whatever, dude. He's moving around. He's fine. He's good to go.
Yeah, he's fine. And I look at what he's done just in this series. You mentioned game one. He had 25. It's a win. He had 27 in game four. That's a win. He missed game three, and they won. Anyway, Steph was awesome. I look at elimination game Jimmy.
Okay.
And traditionally, he's been awesome. And I kind of forgot that against Boston in 2023, they were up 3-0. Against Boston, and it went to a game seven.
Yes, it did.
And Jimmy was in that game where they beat Boston. He had 28 on 12 of 28.
Oh,
I wouldn't
wow.
expect 28 shots
no.
tonight, but your point is well taken. And I go back to 2022 where they lost to Boston in seven, and he had 35. And game six, which was an elimination game for Miami, he had 47 on 16 of 29. So playoff Jimmy's one level. Elimination game Jimmy's another. This is not an elimination game, obviously.
Not for them.
It's not, but
it is for
I
the
think
Rockets.
About, well, and you're right about like the gravity of the Warriors having to go to Houston. So I think that Jimmy will treat this like he's treated games in his past.
You got to play it that way.
Well, he's going to play 42 minutes minimum, I would predict.
I would think. I mean, unless
that's a hot over-under to set. But
well, I mean, unless the Warriors play really, really well and have a lead.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, then maybe it's but it's at least 38. I'll agree with you. It's at least 38.
Yeah.
And obviously, the you know, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond are coming off of 25-minute or under performances.
Right.
And Steve told us yesterday there's a big difference. And so they should be you know, ready to go in terms of the energy level that they've got for tonight. Let's go to Jason in the city. Jason, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's good? What's up?
Gentlemen, I'm excited for Game 6. Got good memories of Game 6, Steph Curry versus Udoka. Of course, Udoka doesn't have good memories, but I'm excited for today. I really like your original premise and the question. And I thought you, Willard, were going to take another level and talk about the how, because I think the how matters for us to decide whether the Butler trade was a home run or not. I want to see what it's going to be like tonight. There's a world in which we win the game, but Butler, God forbid, tweaks something and really isn't contributing. Butler shows up as playoff Butler. Butler is a solid contributor. I think for us to figure, I agree, it's a totally solid double. I'm not at a triple yet for this trade. I think a really solid double-double or triple-double and a solid team win, say 10 to 15 points. I don't know what the line is. I'm not a betting guy. But a really solid win would definitely make this a home run. But if it's anything less than that, I'm not so sure that we can call it a home run yet. If we lose, if we get to Game 7, then it's for sure, the jury's out. I wouldn't be able to say that it's a home run yet.
No, that's exactly, yeah, that's it, Jason. We'll let you keep going. But that's exactly what I said. Like, this is it's already a double. It's a home run if they win tonight. If not, I think it's not definitely not a home run, but it starts to tilt back in the other direction, and at minimum is to be determined. But go ahead.
Okay, well, my question to you, Willard, then, is if Jimmy plays 10 minutes and he has a triple single, is really not contributing, would you? And we still win because maybe Pat Spencer is pissed off from the last game and he goes off for 40, Moody's contributing. You know, we just don't know. And the starters just aren't performing, but we just have surprise, solid performances. Would you still consider that a home run just because we win? I wouldn't say so. Now, Dan, you've been traditionally more an ends justify the means guy. The outcomes matter. Willard, I listen to you all daily. You've always been more the process guy, and I think the how definitely matters. If they lose, it's definitely not a home run, or the jury's out. But if they win, I want to see how Butler performs. That's what I got. Thanks,
Jeff. Okay, Jason. Yeah, like I am a process guy, but
yeah,
totally
results.
First of all, you're throwing out some scenarios that are pretty freaking wild. So the idea,
Jimmy Butler triple single and they still win.
It, for them to win this game, for Pat Spencer to be in the game, the Warriors need to be up by 30 points. That's not happening unless somebody gets hurt.
Unless you want to order the code red.
Yeah, well,
if you want him to go in there and code red somebody.
Yeah, again, that all suggests that the game's not going well. But his premise was Jimmy's not playing well, Steph's not playing well, Draymond's not playing well. Pat Spencer scores 40, and the Warriors win. I'm going to put all my life savings in the that's not going to happen bucket. But let me back up to what his larger question is, and here's what that is. What if Jimmy were to play poorly and the Warriors win anyway? Would you still consider the trade a home run? And I would largely say yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason for that is this. Now – you're sort of whittling your process versus results idea all the way down to stats and one game.
In one game, yeah.
I'm going to make this about one game because of what it represents, not the individual performances of the guys in it. They are not in this game. They don't have a 3-2 lead. They're not even in the playoffs. If Jimmy Butler's not here,
right,
doing everything that he's done,
they're probably a 10 seed
for the last 3 months. Yes.
Nine or a 10 seed.
So this opportunity was created by Jimmy. I'm not going to say that, therefore, he needs to individually be the leader tonight that gets you over the top. If Jimmy scores 12 and Steph scores 46, yabba doo do. Like, we're on to round two.
Shout out,
like,
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, that's like, I don't, that to me does not matter. Trade home run, 2 days rest, off to round two, 100%.
You can have Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler all score 12 points, and you can win 80-79, and it is a home run. And that's where, for me, as a results guy, it's about the result. And that's why I've been saying to you for 3 or 4 months, like, over, under 4.5 playoff wins, what do you think? And you were under, and then Jimmy happened, and you were like, ask me again. And I did, and you're like, I like the over, and here we are.
And here
they're
we
one
are.
Win away from the over, most likely.
Most likely. I mean, unless they were to get
swept. I don't even want to use the S word, yeah, because I've already sworn on the air once in this run, and I don't want to do it again. Casey sweep. I don't think that happens, but thank you, Grandy. You're always so quick to clown me, and I appreciate that about you. But I do think that the over-under shifted, and it wasn't only because of one guy, but what he did for everybody, Steph, Draymond, Pods, Moody, the whole roster. He made everybody better because of the way he plays. And so, yeah, for me, it's the process. You're right. Jimmy Butler was a part of the process change, but the results was the fact that they went on a heater, and here they are as a 7 seed.
We're live in the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And more on Laughing Monk in just a moment, because they're doing it again. They're doing it again, Dibs.
They're doing it and doing it well.
Yeah, for those of you who are not, you know, lucky enough to be in the building tonight, or lucky enough to have a loved one's watch party or whatever. In other words, if you're looking for a place to watch the game.
Okay, because I missed this on Wednesday.
Yes.
I was watching a game with a 2-year-old with a fever, and turns out you were dropping knowledge about some action.
Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, 1235 Oakmead Parkway is the address for those of you who don't know where it is. Laughing Monk Brewery in Sunnyvale is having a Game 6 watch party tonight. Arrive early. Seats will fill up fast. Arriving early qualifies as pretty damn soon, because this game is tipping off now in a little bit over 2.5 hours. So get there soon. And then if you want the $5 beers, spoiler alert, you do.
Yeah.
Just say Warriors World when you get up to the bar. And that beer is $5, and it will make you happy, almost as happy as a Warrior win.
Do you have to say it in any manner? Like, is it a whisper? Is it a shout? Is it just a
I think it's your choice.
Warriors World.
That might, you do it that way, it might be $4.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
I like it. What if you wear one of these? Oh, I have it underneath my Warriors shirt.
Are you talking about the shirt, or are you talking about the jersey?
No, the jersey is the jersey. The shirt is the one that everyone's getting here tonight.
Because if you mention Dibs, it goes up to $6.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell him Dibs sent you.
Pass that along. But anyway, so watch party at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. But as of now, continue to take your phone calls, 888-957-9570. And the question is, the premise we threw out, the Jimmy Butler trade was already good. It's already, we called it a double. It's already at least a double. I think we can all see that based on the way this has transpired. But it is likely, not definitive, but likely, very probable, that tonight is the night that decides whether or not this trade is a home run. And I get that some of you out there would be like, round two? Round two is a home run? Like, really? This is a dynasty, and round two is a home run? Here's kind of where I'm coming from on that one. I still think, even in this moment, if you're a rational fan, you can believe in their chances for contention, but you're settled on the idea that a title is unlikely. That is, would you be surprised if they won the whole thing?
Stunned.
I would be surprised.
Stunned.
I would be surprised.
Think about it. If they advance out of this series.
Not shocked, but surprised.
Well, Minnesota, I don't know what the odds are, and maybe you can text your good friend, John Avello. Maybe we wait until they actually win the game.
Might be able to find. They might have, they might have the futures with regard to.
I would guess that the T-Wolves-Warriors series, if it happens, would be darn close to a pick'em. I don't think that the Warriors would be more than -150 favorites. I know that Minnesota wouldn't be more than -150 favorites.
I bet you Minnesota would be favored.
But I don't think they wouldn't be a 2-to-1 favorite, which would be -200. My point is, in the next round, it's coin toss E, and then against OKC, either one of these teams is a dog, and against Boston or Cleveland, I think that the Warriors or the T-Wolves would also be a dog. My point is, going forward, if they go forward, there's not going to be a series where you look at it even like this Houston one where they were favored as a 7 seed over the 2 seed.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with all of that. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. I just think that the road suddenly gets really difficult, and it brings into play, if you lose tonight, obviously it brings into play a very, very quick exit, which would be Sunday. Possibly, and then even if you were to win Sunday, I just think that you're asking a hell of a lot to then go play a talented Minnesota team 48 hours later, who's been sitting there resting for 5 days, and turn around and try to have success in that series. I don't like your chances. They could.
They're allowed to. I had to do it before
which is why I keep saying this is probably the night that decides whether or not the Jimmy Butler trade was a home run. I think for this to go well, they've got to win tonight. And if we buy the idea that a championship is at minimum unlikely, and I also think most Warrior fans I've talked to, if you even just arrive at the Western Conference Finals, people would be like, dude, that's pretty good job. Like, even if you lose it, you go lose to the Thunder in 6, nobody would be like, these schmucks. No one would do that. Round 2 is where there is debate. And I acknowledge that. There's debate. Some people would say that's nothing, it's worth nothing. Others would say, hey, you know what, this has been a fun run. Jimmy Butler here brought us on this ride and bought us an extra month of basketball. I can see both points. I just tell you the way I look at it. I look at it as, for 2 years, we've been trying to find a way for Steph Curry to advance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And this is the first time in 2 years that they, you know, since beating the Kings in Game 7, this is the first time that they've had a basketball game in this building where they have an opportunity to do that, advance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And for me, that's kind of the marker on what makes Jimmy Butler a home run, because they don't do that without him.
I agree. No, I mean, you would have had to win one, if not two, play-in games, and you might have had to get the 8 and then go beat OKC in the first round, which is not something that's very likely. I'm looking at the FanDuel odds to win the NBA championship right now, and the Warriors are 5th. And
wow,
number
that
4,
somebody jumped them, because they were 4th or 5th. When the Lakers were still in the playoffs.
Well, the team that jumped them is the team that they would play.
The Timberwolves.
Minnesota is number 4. OKC is number 1. So if you win this series, you have to play number 4 in the odds, then beat number 1, and then beat number 2 or number 3, presumably.
Right.
And we're presuming that Boston and Cleveland both win their series, which we don't know that they'll do that. But that's your road right now as a 5 overall in the NBA. You're going to have to beat not 1, not 2, but 3 of the 4 ahead of you.
This is the biggest game in Jimmy Butler's Warriors career, and I don't think any other game is close.
It's the biggest game since, Game 5 against the Lakers? I mean, Game 7 against Sacramento? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I find this one to be bigger than Game 6 against Sacramento in this building. Because they lost it, and then they still were able
to... We lost it.
Yeah, well...
Steiny and Guru.
Steiny lost it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and they tried to lose this one, too.
Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru.
This whole city has got to stand up to Matt Steinmetz and see if they can get a victory tonight. Warriors and Rockets tipping off at 6. That means Warriors live at 5. That's an hour and a half away. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. We are looking for your calls. Do you buy that premise? Is tonight the night that decides whether or not the Jimmy Butler trade, not was a good one, we all acknowledge it was a good one, but is it a home run? And is tonight the night that decides that? 888-957-9570. We are taking your calls from inside the building here at Chase Center on Willard and Dibbs.
This guy is such a D.
I didn't watch it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, the excitement continues to build here at Chase Center. We are now sitting just about 2.5 hours away from game time. It's Willard or Dibbs. Wait, did I get that right? Willard or Dibbs? It's Dibbs. And, you know, sometimes your dreams come true. I've always wanted to go solo in the afternoons in a market this size. And darn it, here we are. I'm going solo. My partner is afoot. He's on the loose. Willard is on the move. But in the meantime, we're talking about exactly what we're facing here tonight. Game 6, not a must-win for the Warriors, but certainly a game that, by all measurements, by all statistics, by all the math, the Warriors would need to win. Nobody wants to see them get on a plane and head to Houston. And, you know, it'd be a classic Jimmy Butler game, Mark, as I welcome you back to your own show.
What a mess.
Jimmy Butler is a guy who was known to, in the play-in, pack for 2 months. And that was his bit. Like, we're going to the play-in, and I'm packing for 2 months. And it turned out that he went on to play for 2 months. So if, in fact, this doesn't go the Warriors' way tonight, it's going to be a thing where the Warriors would be packing for Houston and a couple of games in Minnesota. Full luggage as you head to Houston in Game 7, and nobody wants that. You want to be able to isolate your travel plans on just Minnesota, so you go out here and you handle your business tonight.
Yeah, no, this one to me, easy peasy to say it. This is easily the biggest game in the Jimmy Butler era. And based on everything that we've always watched Jimmy Butler do, this is what he's built for.
Yeah.
This is what he's built for. I like a comment that I saw our friend Tim Kawakami make after the loss on what night was it? Wednesday night.
Yep.
And he basically said, look, if you are a great team, you win this game. You set this up the exact same way. Not that they set it up, but this has gone the exact same way that the Memphis series went 3 years ago. That proved to be a great team. You got blown out by 30. You came right back two nights later. You won a home game. It ended up with a championship. To me, it's an eerily similar experience that the Warriors are having here. And now you have a team coming in, bunch of 22-year-old kids. I understand that they were able to stand up and kind of do what some people questioned whether or not they could do two nights ago, this is an even different assignment. This one is obviously a totally different assignment to do this on the road, knowing that the Warriors will have all of the energy in the building and they will play it similar to a Game 7 situation. If the Warriors are built the way many of us think they are built, you win this basketball game.
You absolutely should. And you think about the way that this has gone in the past, where the 7 seed has beaten the 2 seed. And the last time was just 2 years ago. And it was the Memphis Grizzlies who lost to LeBron and Anthony Davis as the 7th seed. And, of course, they would go on to beat the Warriors in that next round. The Warriors, I believe, were the 6th and thus got home court in the second round. But the Lakers were the 7 that beat the 2. And, as I mentioned before, they got the split. And then they went on to Memphis and they won 2 games. And they were able to close them out in 6 in similar fashion. And I think about that because of who that Memphis team was, and it was a lot of the same guys we saw this year with Memphis, but they were 2 years younger. Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., 2 years ago, these were just kids, and I don't have the exact ages in front of me, but I would bet that Ja and Triple J's were in their 22, 23. I don't think that Ja Morant was
this
yet.
This was 3 years ago, right?
This was 2 years ago. 2 years ago when it was 2023, Lakers over the Grizzlies.
Oh, you're talking about that. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the year that the Warriors beat Sacramento and then lost to the Lakers in the second round.
Ja is 25. So
he was 23.
Yeah. Similar age to what we're looking at with most of the Rockets' top players.
And Jaren Jackson Jr. was probably also
older.
About maybe a year older, but the greater point is that this Memphis team, Houston team.
Jaren's 25 also.
Right, so he was 23. And Salty Adama played 29 minutes in that game, and he was probably about 23. And I'm not trying to get you to Google all these guys' ages. I'm just drawing.
I can.
The comp
I have
is,
a computer.
I know you do.
Yeah.
The comp for me is that Memphis team was a young team, higher seeded than L.A., and they got into a 6-game matchup.
Yeah.
And the Lakers, by the way, in that game 6, they won by 40 in L.A. So that's where the veteran said, come here.
That's
come here,
of that.
Ja.
Yeah.
We're going to swaddle you. Jaren Jackson Jr., we're going to put you in the cribby, and we're going to spank that.
I don't see that tonight. I don't know that it would shock me, though. Like, the idea of a Warriors, and I don't want to say that, you know, by 30 or 40, any of that stuff, but would a runaway comfortable win surprise you tonight?
It would. Yep, it would.
It would.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I think that Houston, at their core, the way they play with the grit and with the grime, and you and I spent a lot of the show yesterday debating that essence. I don't want to get into that again because we're getting ready for a game 6, but I would be surprised. And I look at that Memphis team from 2 years ago. Dylan Brooks on that team, by the way.
Yep.
Desmond Bane as well. Memphis was good. They won 51 games in the regular year. They were the 2 seed, but they were young pups. And this Houston team, I do think, has a little bit more going for them in terms of coaching. I think that Ime Udoka is a better coach than Taylor Jenkins, certainly.
I agree with that.
I also think that matchup-wise...
He has a job, so,
right, there you go.
He's the only one of the two that can say that.
I think that Houston, matchup-wise, is more suited to compete with the Warriors tonight than that Memphis team was against L.A.
I'd love to also dive into this. And, Grandy, if you have the Bob Myers comment that was made to Steiny and Goo today, I loved this. And it really caught my attention at length because, as I said, doing the walk through the city today and just kind of zoning out, looking at the water, had the AirPods in. The guys are talking. Beautiful day. And the guys are talking to Bob Myers. They did an unbelievable job with Bob. There's such rapport there. And so Bob really gives them great stuff. And I thought this was one hell of an answer because they kind of dove into and whether they meant to, I don't know, but they dove into, like, what do we not really know about this situation from the outside looking in as fans and media? And Bob was like, you know, in the position I was in, like, one of the things that would shock you, and then let's hear it. Listen to what he says about players and the game they're coming off of. Go ahead.
I know it's human nature to look at the last game or even the game before that. We overreact strongly
to all these things. And I actually asked Curry one time, I don't know what year it was, because he, you know, he has some games in the playoffs, even when it was those dynastic teams, where he would not have his best game. And the media would come down on him, and he'd hear it because it gets louder as you go further in the playoffs. And I asked him, I said, how do you, seriously, how do you not hear it? He looked at me and said, you just, you know, you can't. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't. And he said, but at the same time, I can't hear it when they love me too. So that's the science. That's the emotional maturity of maybe a veteran team. You talk about the advantage of going through it. You better believe Jimmy Butler's been called great, awful in a 3-day span. So has Curry. So has Draymond Green.
So what he's basically saying is, and we've said it a few times this week alone, you think that game on Wednesday night, you remember what happened?
They don't.
Could not be more irrelevant than it is. And so I hear people do this, and I'm prone to it as well. You feel differently now in this moment than you did 2 days ago. But 2 days ago, the Warriors were up 3-1. And everyone's like, so, Minnesota or the Lakers? Or what do you think? The confidence could not be higher. Well, now, tonight, there is an inherent fear and nervousness that's going to be in the building. There's going to be an angst. And I get it. I'm not saying it shouldn't be there. What I'm saying is I just do not think what we watched happen on Wednesday night, I don't think it means a damn thing. So it does not mean that the Warriors are in the process of blowing anything. It doesn't mean that the Rockets are suddenly worthy of some analysis that you didn't have before. We already knew they were good. I don't think they're ready, but they're good. They've always been a good basketball team. I never thought this would be a sweep or even a 5-game series. This series is exactly where it should be. And the Warriors are a heavy favorite in this game tonight for a reason.
Yeah, it's because they were favored to start the series. And I was looking at the series prices for where we are in this one, and the Warriors are -550. You got to bet 550 to win 100 on the Warriors, which means that the Vegas odds are confident that they'll win tonight, or even if they don't, they'll go out and they'll win Game 7. And I know that the odds would shift if the Warriors lost tonight, but this to me is just a classic case of, you know, the younger team, the inexperienced team, they went balls to the wall. Can I say that?
You just said.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at Tim Jordan, chief engineer, and he would let me know if it was out of bounds, but they did that. They went there, and the Warriors went into shutdown mode because they realized, all right, this is not going our way. We're going to rest up and get ready for Game 6. And this is where the veteran team comes out and they exert their will. Are they a lot better than Houston? No, but they're better. And unless Houston does what they did in Game 5, which is shoot 69% in the first half, if Houston plays to form and the Warriors play to form, the Warriors win this game by 7-10.
I think the Warriors will come out with the defensive effort in this game that Steve said he did not see in Game 5. That does not mean the Rockets won't play well. If the Rockets are here to play, and if they execute well, and if they shoot the ball well, I do think it's a close game in the fourth quarter. I don't know that they're going to do that. I do have faith, though, that the Warrior defense is going to be energetic in ways that it was not a couple of nights ago, and that game is just completely irrelevant to what we're going to see out there tonight. In other words, coming off of Wednesday, I think there was a question, and maybe it still is for certain fans out there, as to whether or not, like, is there a growing problem? Is there an issue that, like, did Houston figure out some sort of an adjustment? Did they find a way to defend Steph Curry? Every single game totally has its own energy. And I think that this one will have a completely different energy than what we saw two nights ago.
And I do think that they figured it out. And I'll put Game 5 aside because that game just really got away from the Warriors. And whatever Memphis did was largely not even that much of a factor because the Warriors just got blasted. They got blown out, and then they shut it down. But Game 4, what they did to limit Steph Curry, they played a lot of zone. They switched into box and one. They made life hard on Steph Curry, and the Warriors still won. So it's up to Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, and I have faith in the coaching staff.
For sure.
You know, Terry Stotts, he's been a head coach in the association for a long time, and Jerry Stackhouse, and you know, Bruce Frazier and the rest of the team, the second row coaches. I believe that they're going to have a counter to Houston's counter. So I don't think that the Warriors come out tonight and Houston plays defense the way they have, and the Warriors just throw their hands up because they don't know what to do to try to counteract.
Want to go to Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and just acknowledge Bill Zirkley, who texts in Willard and Dibbs in the Matrix. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you will see that we are something that photographers know all about. We are what's called backlit. And what that means is, A, it's a beautiful day outside.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to make sure everybody knows that we're not dead. We're not in heaven. It looks like we're in heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
It is kind of heaven. It's not Iowa. Is it heaven? I don't know. It might be in a few hours. It's Chase Center.
Yeah.
And we're here. And there's a very large basketball game tonight. But we're still alive. I just want to let everybody know.
My agent actually just texted me, and he told me that they're doing a remake of the movie Powder, and they want me to be the lead character.
That one flew way over my head. I'm sorry.
It was a guy who had alopecia and was unbelievably white in his complexion.
How old is the movie Powder? And
Powder, I'm going to put it at 1999 for Powder is my guess.
Okay, the movie Powder. Was
95,
in
not
1995.
Bad. Grandy, if you would, please.
Okay.
It's your comfort zone.
Give him a mysterious albino teenager, Jeremy Powder Reed.
Yeah.
1995, I was in college, and so you don't
So was I.
Yeah, you don't catch things when you're in college. Like, that's its own
planet.
I
was in college from 86 to 99. So
you weren't.
Do you want me to bring in my my transcript?
You did not go to college for 13 years.
I went to college for 13 years, and, you know, and
you
just a quick aside. Normally, you get grades, you get A, B, C, D, and F. A, B, C, D, F.
Yeah, that's
five grades.
Five options.
On my transcript, there are 11 different letters. There's consonants and vowels that you don't even have any idea. I got I's and U's and W's.
I give you an A.
I got an F you from a teacher.
I give you an A for your memory because you just came up with a 30-year-old reference that me and 87%
or more
did not get.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Powder.
Rotten Tomatoes, 50%. If you're going to make a 30-year-old reference, make it a good movie, not a crappy one.
I gave it a 52, and if you didn't see it, then you don't get to say.
No,
anyway,
I
YouTube, and you can catch me in Powder 2.
Yes, and still alive, hashtag Pearl Jam. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Give us a phone call.
Interviewing for a job or a tour group? What do you think? I'll get the
tour.
Look at me.
Is it a three-hour tour? Now, there's your four.
Okay.
There's your 80-year-old reference.
We are so fired.
Anyway, this is not going well. But it'll turn around. It's early. It's not even the first quarter. 888-957-9570 is the number. Taking your phone calls on this game tonight that I very much believe is probably the linchpin. It's probably the linchpin. I know today everyone feels really good about everything that the Warriors have done, and I wouldn't suggest otherwise. I just think that things can quickly take a turn in the other direction, and the view from 10,000 feet would not be great if the final answer of the story is the Warriors didn't even get out of round one.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, became one of the few teams in NBA history to blow a 3-1 lead. Or if you were to get into round two and be exhausted and get either a sweep or a gentleman's sweep out of that series, I don't think this organization is built to feel good about that outcome. But if you win tonight, you do get a little head of steam going into round two. I think they'll be competitive. Who knows? Maybe even win it. But to me, that sort of surpasses the bar as to whether or not Jimmy Butler's trade goes from a double to a home run.
I agree with that. And you said that earlier this morning, and I thought, man, that's a little bit too positive, but then I stepped back and thought about exactly what we've gone through since the trade deadline, which is his team is stuck in the mud. They got Jimmy. Oh, boy. He's going to be a locker room problem and all the rest of it. And will he fit and this and that and let J.K. cook? And you go out and you win 75% of your games and you race up the standings and you settle at 7. And then you realize, I realized anyway, that even if this ends in the first round, which would be terrible, and we'll spend all next week talking about how they became the 14th team to blow 3-1 lead. I don't want to go there. It's a possibility, but if you took a step back from that, you'd realize that, for me anyway, the takeaway on the Jimmy Butler acquisition is it works. And this it'll work next year, and it'll work the year after. Now, I know they're getting older, and I know that that's part of it, but as far as a basketball fit, Jimmy Butler gives them a dimension that they did not have, and it's what Jimmy Butler will continue to bring.
I don't disagree with you. There's one angle where I want to push back on that, though, and it's another reason why I think tonight is so important. Okay, let's run that through our minds. Not that I care at all about next year or the year after right now. Tonight, I do not. I do not care. But in a world where Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green are the centerpieces of your financial structure for your basketball team, yes, you can make other little moves around them and get other players in here to help them. That's all true. But in a world where that's your core, the idea that next year at age 38 and 36 and 36, or the year after that at age 39 and 37 and 37, that they would have a better opportunity than they have right now tonight, to me feels... It does not feel likely. I understand the difference being in that next year you get to, in theory, start the year with this roster.
Right.
And maybe that ends up at a very much better seed. That's possible. But the way I look at it is, this is as young as they're going to be together over the next 3 years. You are up 3-1. You are home with your opportunity to advance. You are no longer the 7 seed. You are now just a team, and they're a team, and you're the team with the edge and the home court advantage and all of those things. So the idea that this trade is going to get better a year from now or 2 years from now than it is right now, I have a hard time believing that.
Well, your team...
Tonight's the night.
Your team would hopefully get better is, for me, the big part of it. And you already said that, you know, they're getting Cam Johnson next year. You've been definitive
100%.
About that, believe.
No, I don't.
So, no, I know, but...
I don't believe it. I hope
but
for it.
But let's just play with that as an idea. And I don't want to get too much into the future because we're here on game 6. But my bigger point is that they have the ability to get better in the offseason, and I do think that they will look to do that, and they're going to be different next year anyway. So even though the guys, the core three, get older, doesn't necessarily mean to me that the team gets worse. But I want to go back to what you said at the start of this, and this is the best chance for them to make some noise.
Yes.
If you beat the 2 seed, I know Minnesota is good, but they're the 6 seed. And even at that, if you look at this year, and I'll take you back to 2010, the Spurs were the 7, and Dallas was the 2. The Spurs were the 7 with 50 wins, and Dallas was the 2 with 55. It was the only time that all 8 playoff teams had 50 or more wins.
Wow.
Which reminds me of this year, where the difference between the 2 and the 7 was 4 games.
Everybody had 48
right?
or more.
Right.
Everybody had, even Memphis, had 48 or more.
So you're right. Forget the seed. The Warriors were favored. But even beyond that, and we'll put Oklahoma City in the on-deck circle for now because they were historically good. And I think that no matter who comes out of the next round is going to have a very hard time to beat that team. But we'll worry about that in mid to late May, hopefully. But for the rest of it, Minnesota's a 6. That would be your opponent. Houston's a 2. But you beat them in the regular season, and they were only 4 games better. So to your point about the best situation, the best scenario, this is it, Mark.
Well, not only because of all the things you're saying, but this is the best, you know, chance for them to do it because it's the only one that's reality. Like, it's here.
Right.
I mean, next year, what if someone gets suspended for a month and a half?
That doesn't happen.
What if somebody gets hurt? What if they all get hurt? What if Jimmy does turn into a pumpkin and start getting mad at everybody? Like, there are a billion.
What if we get hit by a meteorite?
What if Kyle Shanahan tells us we don't even make it to next season? I don't know what the hell the future holds.
Yeah, you're right.
But
I know
there's a game tonight. I know they're playing a game tonight. And they have an opportunity. They are favored to win it and advance in the playoffs. So it's not even just that my mind doesn't want to go to the future. I got a real hard time believing that this in some way is going to get better, at least by likelihood. It is likely. It's all the only word that I've been using all day. Likely or probable. It is probable that this is the night that decides whether or not the Jimmy Butler trade was a home run. And it is likely that this is as good of a chance as they are going to get to maneuver through the Western Conference playoffs, maybe for the remainder of Steph Curry's career.
It could be. And you look at the West, and again, I don't want to get too into next year, but just at a 30,000-foot view, Minnesota's superstar is not even in his prime. Houston's core is all maybe in their teenage years. I'm not even sure. Oklahoma City, don't get me started. They're all pups. Like, Shea is probably 28. He's prime, but a lot of the rest of their team is pre-prime. The Lakers, you could forget about them for now because
that's a reboot.
They're out. And they're old and broken. But I just named three quick teams, and Denver, Joker's still in his prime.
They're
still formidable, and they're a factor. The Clippers are a little bit of a different one because, you know, their two best players are in their mid-30s, they're kind of in the Warriors bucket, right?
And then you got to keep your eye in the rearview mirror to see if anybody else can join the party. Portland, San Antonio, there are ways where those teams start to come of age, too.
San Antonio getting Cooper Flagg.
For sure, yeah, because of the frozen envelope. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and here for your phone calls. We got 1 hour to go until Warriors Live. So if you are on your way to the game, if you're not on your way to the game, if you're on your way to a watch party, anything you're doing, your chance to call in this show is right now. And we will take your phone calls for an hour with regard to how you're feeling about this game, what you see as important in this game, and whether or not you believe it is the linchpin to decide the level of greatness with regard to this Jimmy Butler trade. That's coming up next. Live from Chase Center, this is Willard and Dibs.